A number of people have been killed and over a dozen injured in clashes between the anti-Syrian Future Bloc and the pro-Syrian Arab Party in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Gunshots were heard for much of the night in the Al Jadida neighborhood, turning it into a war zone.
Militants were shooting, women and children were screaming. What do they want? A new civil war? Isn't the bloodshed in Syria enough?
Anything that happens in Syria will backfire on Lebanon. Let the Syrians resolve their issues. Why do they want to drag us into this?
The eruption of violence as well as roadblocks across the country took place after Lebanese army troops shot dead anti-Syria clergyman Sheikh Ahmed Abdel Wahed and his companion Mohammed Hussein Merhib in the country's northern city of Akkar. They were shot after refusing to stop at the army's checkpoint. Both of them were linked to the anti-Syrian Future Movement, headed by Saad al-Hariri. Future Movement has condemned the shooting and accused the Lebanese army of deliberate murder.
The army is committing militia practices, and some of its members are keen on serving Syrian interests. This government does not represent the Lebanese people. They are conspiring against us. This government is a Syrian agent.
On the other hand, Arab Party director Shekar Berjawi, whose office was set ablaze by Hariri supporters on Sunday's night, accused the movement of making use of current tensions to settle personal affairs.
They attacked us because we are a Sunni party which supports reform in Syria. This is a Sunni-Sunni matter. They want to cancel any Sunni party which doesn't agree with them. They are trying to topple the government and to create a buffer zone in the north by which they can fuel the Syrian unrest.
Meanwhile, Lebanese Army Commander Jean Khawaji called for the end of sedition in the country, labeling it as repercussion of what he described as tense political rhetoric. Khawaji said an investigation committee will look into the incident soon. He stressed that the Lebanese Army's duty is protecting the citizens. Beirut clashes come just a week after Lebanon's northern city of Tripoli has witnessed a spillover of deadly violence between anti- and pro-Syria groups. However, what sparked controversy this time were the calls made by some Persian Gulf countries, the UAE, Bahrain and Qatar in particular, urging their nationals to avoid traveling to Lebanon just a day prior to these clashes. Now many here believe that the unrest is going to continue. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.